You know, when most people hear the word kaleidoscope, they picture a cardboard tube from their childhood. But the ones we're talking about today? They're handcrafted works of art made from wood and brass that collectors pay hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars for. So why do these traditional materials matter so much?
It really comes down to three things: history, craftsmanship, and that timeless aesthetic appeal. Let's start with the history, because kaleidoscopes have a much more sophisticated past than most people realize. Sir David Brewster invented them back in 1816, and he intended them as a tool for designers and artists, though they quickly became popular entertainment for adults and children alike.
Right. And during the Victorian era, these were elegant parlor scopes for adult entertainment in refined homes. Have you ever wondered what it was like to hold one of those original pieces?
Yes, in fact, it goes beyond wondering. I've actually held a Charles G. Bush kaleidoscope at an exhibit years ago. The weight of it, the coolness of the brass against my palm, it was this incredible connection to that Victorian craftsmanship. Bush's designs are legendary among collectors. He used a viewing tube made of banded black cardboard, brass wheels to turn the object box, and wooden stands. That combination of brass and wood became the gold standard.
That's incredible. And today, collectors willingly pay over $1,000 for his pieces, right?
Exactly. So these early artisans really set the precedent for what materials define quality craftsmanship. Or to put it another way, they established wood and brass as the benchmark for serious kaleidoscope art.
And here's the thing. Brass and wood weren't just aesthetic choices. Brass is incredibly durable and can be polished to a high sheen that lasts for generations. Wood provides that warm, natural feel with unique grain patterns, so each piece becomes distinct.
Yes, that's absolutely the case. When you hold a wood and brass kaleidoscope, there's this tactile experience that plastic simply can't replicate. I mean, you could say plastic gives you the optical effect, but it doesn't give you the soul of the piece.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
It's part of what elevates these from optical devices to art objects, and the craftsmanship involved. Turning wood on a lathe, polishing brass, fitting everything together with precision, that skill adds tremendous artistic and monetary value.
Now, the interest in collecting these pieces really took off again in the late 1970s, didn't it? After decades of mass-produced cardboard versions marketed to kids.
Right. By the mid-1900s, manufacturers had shifted to making cheap cardboard kaleidoscopes for children. But when collectors rediscovered them in the late 70s, there was this recognition that traditionally crafted pieces using wood and brass were something special. Actual collector's items. The market ranges widely from more accessible pieces around $65 to museum-quality works commanding thousands.
And we're seeing them featured in art galleries and specialized craft shows now, which really signals their status beyond toys. Museums and private collections display wood and brass kaleidoscopes as examples of fine optical instruments and decorative art.
Absolutely. The Brewster Kaleidoscope Society supports the art form through annual conventions in a quarterly magazine, and they consistently celebrate pieces made from these traditional materials. It's like a whole community dedicated to saying, no, these aren't just toys, they're art.
That point about wood and brass as traditional materials really sets up our next piece. Why contemporary artists are still choosing these same materials today. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Steve Gray Kaleidoscopes. With roots in traditional woodworking passed down through generations, these handcrafted kaleidoscopes blend wood and metal elements into functional art. Featured in national and international exhibits and represented in galleries across the United States and Japan, each piece reflects decades of turning, teaching, and dedication to the craft. Find timeless kaleidoscope art at sgwoodstudios.com.
Picking up on those traditional materials, why do contemporary artists still choose wood and brass when they could use modern alternatives?
Because those materials evoke a sense of tradition and luxury that resonates deeply with collectors. Many high-end and custom-made kaleidoscopes continue to use wood and brass because they've become synonymous with artistic intent and superior quality. They're what distinguish handcrafted pieces from mass-produced plastic versions.
And there's something about how these materials age, isn't there? I mean, they actually become more beautiful over time.
Exactly. The natural aging process of wood and the patina that develops on brass add character and unique beauty. That aging deepens the artistic value rather than diminishing it. So to everyone listening who appreciates fine craftsmanship, these pieces actually grow with you.
I see. Go on.
That's what collectors value: authenticity and heritage. The choice of wood and brass reflects a commitment to traditional methods that collectors who value those qualities in art really respond to. These aren't just optical toys. They're complex works of art with intricate designs and precise construction.
And when we talk about investment value, certain artist-made pieces can appreciate significantly over time, correct?
That's right. The investment value of handcrafted wood and brass kaleidoscopes can be substantial. We're seeing pieces that maintain or increase their value because of their aesthetic longevity and enduring quality of construction. Collectors actively seek them out for exactly those reasons.
So what makes these materials timeless? We've talked about durability, beauty, craftsmanship, but is there something more?
The timeless aspect comes from their ability to transcend fleeting trends. Wood and brass maintain their beauty and appeal across generations. They carry historical significance, they age gracefully, and they represent a level of artistry that connects us to that Victorian tradition of parlor scopes and Charles Busch's brass wheels. That continuity is powerful.
It's like owning a piece of art history that you can actually interact with and experience differently every time you look through it. The patterns never repeat, but the materials remain constant and beautiful. Kind of like having your cake and eating it too. Timeless craftsmanship with infinite variety.
Beautifully put. And that's why these traditional materials continue to define quality in kaleidoscope art. They're benchmarks that contemporary artists still measure themselves against.
So if you're thinking about starting a collection or appreciating these as art, wood and brass kaleidoscopes offer that perfect combination: historical connection, lasting beauty, and genuine investment potential. Thanks for breaking all this down with us today.
My pleasure. It's always great to talk about craftsmanship that truly stands the test of time. Shh.